The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, when people engage their life through mindfulness practice, through awareness, it can lend itself to seeing our world in a new way, and seeing ourselves in a new way. And in fact, some of the greatest potential of this practice comes from a new way of seeing, not from having something new happen. So I'll give you a little example. We could have a discussion here whether this glass is half full or half empty. And we could maybe even argue whether it's half full or half empty. And we can divide the room into those people who think it's half empty and those people half full, and then we can decide who is right and who's the right kind of people and how wrong the other people are. All kinds of things we can do. However, another possibility, if someone asks you, you know, is the glass half full or half empty? You could say, I'm not thirsty. It's not my issue. It's not my concern. It's not a problem for me. It is what it is. I'm not thirsty. Or if you asked a Zen master that question, chances are very good that the Zen master's answer would be, drinking the glass, drinking the water. So I don't know what you think about these kind of, this is an example of shifting the perspective, the paradigm, shifting the focus of what is we're looking at. As we know nowadays, that if you're in a discussion with someone and they define the terms of the discussion, sometimes it's impossible to get out of it. So they're going to win anyway. And so you have to be very careful about the terms, the meanings, the words that you choose. So, for example, sometimes with the abortion fight, the whole discussion, the anti-abortion people are very careful about the words they choose. And if you go along with those words, you're probably going to lose the conversation. You know, do you believe in killing babies? And if that's what the conversation's about, I mean, what are you going to say, right? So to come out as a shift, the perspectives, a shift at the whole thing. And so don't just take what you see as given. Don't take your interpretation of events as given. Maybe there's a whole different way of seeing. So I'll give you a story that's used in Buddhism sometimes. There was a young man who decided to go off and travel around the world back in the old days. Before he set foot, the night before he left, someone took his coat while he was sleeping and sewed a very precious jewel into the lining without telling him. And then he went traveling around the world, and things didn't work out quite right for him, so he ended up being destitute. And eventually, many years later, came back to where he started, his home village, and he was hungry, destitute, all his clothes, that coat, were all kind of torn and shabby, and he kind of hobbled back in, hungry. And so he told the story of what happened to him, where he'd been and everything. And then the person said, yeah, but you had this phenomenal amount of wealth on you all the time. You had this jewel in the lining of your coat. But he didn't know it, so it wasn't going to help him. This story is used in Buddhism as a little kind of simile or something, little fable for we all have our a jewel here. And we have a gift that we carry with us all the time. And but we don't recognize it. We don't know what it is. So what's the gift? And what I'd like to suggest is that a shift of perspective from one viewpoint for your life to a different one. And you don't have to agree, but it might be interesting to try it out and see what it's like. Instead of seeing that you have problems, see that you have gifts. As soon as you say that I have this problem, you've already bought into the rhetoric. They got you, the other team. There's, you know, as soon as you start talking about the problems I have, you're like, you know, you've lost the argument. Why see things as a problem? It's such a loaded word, I think, in English. There are certainly things to be solved. We call it, you know, a math problem, a problem. You know, you solve the math problem. But when in conventional kind of language we talk about our lives, I have a problem. I think for many people it carries a big weight. It's like a tangle. We're entangled in something, and we have this. You say, I have a problem. But what if there's no problems? There are things to solve, but no problems. What do you add when you say you have a problem or orient yourself in that way? What are you adding on top of the situation? Does the situation get heavy? Do you get tight and contracted? Do you get worried? Problems are a cause of worry. Do you get afraid? Is there resistance? What happens when you use the language of problem or you relate to things as a problem? What comes along with it? And then if instead of relating to it as a problem, you relate to the circumstance as a gift, what happens then? What's available? What comes along with that? What do you see then? How do you see the situation if you think about it first and foremost as a gift? And more importantly, what falls away? When you see it as a gift, what falls away? Do some of the things that come along when you call it a problem, do they fall away? Worry, fear, contraction. It's a gift. Maybe it's more optimistic, more, you know, kind of more bright and more engaged. It's a gift. So if you're sad, rather than seeing it as a problem, what if you see it as a gift? What would the gift of sadness be? Or is that very idea completely bizarre, that you would think that sadness is a gift? Because, you know, in modern America, you're supposed to be cheery and have a good time and avoid things like that because there's the internet. You know, so, you know, you shouldn't, you know, it's probably a sign of personal failure that you have, you're sad. But what if sadness is a gift? What can come out of that? What arises out of it? I asked someone that recently, and she said tenderness. The gift of sadness is tenderness and appreciation of beauty. I thought that was beautiful. And what about, what's the gift of anger? What's the gift of not getting what you want? What's the gift of being in conflict with someone, having a different opinion? If you say, what's the problem here? We have a problem. You know, have you ever had someone come up to you and say, we have a problem, we have to talk? We have a talk, we have a problem. Oh, you know, this is going to be difficult. But what if they say, you know, we have to talk. I think there's a gift here for us to discover. I'm not sure what it is yet. But I wonder if we can explore it. What's the gift? And, you know, let me tell you, you know, you said that and I said this and it got kind of tense between us. But I think that there's something for us wonderful to find out in here. What would that be? So when you meditate, I think it's a great place to experiment with not having any problems. You know, I don't know how long you meditate, if you meditate every day, but most people don't meditate all day. It's a small little subsection of their day. And so this is an interesting place to not bring all the habits of thinking along, but to experiment with a new way. And one new way is to drop the whole idea that there's any problems while you meditate. Things happen, you respond to what happens, but maybe there's no problems. Because if you think that you have a problem, what do you bring along to your meditation? How do you agitate it? How do you, you know, weigh it down? But what if instead of saying you have a problem meditating, I can't be with my breath, I have such a problem, my mind wanders off so much, and, you know, I'm always doing X, I'm always, you know, being critical of myself when I meditate, it's a problem. What if instead of seeing whatever's happening as a problem, what happens if you see it as a gift? What happens if you see it as a gift to be discovered? There's a gift in the lining of your coat, lining of your heart, waiting to be discovered. And there's not a few people who have gone through what they thought were real crisis, real difficulties in their lives, real limitations. And at the time, it was just terrible for them. In retrospect, they realized it was the best thing that happened to them. It was a gift to them. It opened their life to a whole new way of seeing, they were able to drop and let go of something that they were clinging to for a lifetime. So what's the gift? So the last thing I'll say that in talking about this morning, I'm suggesting that you experiment with stepping out of your usual way of understanding yourself and your life. Even if just for a short while, see if you can and step out of it and try a different perspective. And even trying a different perspective might help you to understand how much you were stuck in an old perspective before. And the new perspective is that things are a gift. See what happens if you go through your life that way. So thank you.